I'll go ahead and we'll lean into our theme, this new theme of belonging, that we began last week, and a belonging to this larger ecological system, a belonging to the earth, and an exploration of this belonging through the elements. And last week we began with the foundational element of earth itself, solidity, stability, you know, the steadfastness of rock and mountain and soil and trees and all of that energy of deep presence, you know, there's sort of like a grounded presence that we feel through earth energy. And today we'll be turning toward the water element, which partners with the earth element and teaches us about, classically they talk about the water element as representing flow and cohesion. So let's play with this in a practice together. So you might pour yourself into a posture for today. And beginning by perhaps touching that earth element, feeling first the solidity of the body, those touch points, feet and seat, hands, maybe once again feeling the stability, the strength, the support of the skeleton. Particularly the spine. And as you begin to feel this body resting here, you might feel into those places of rigidity, tension, tightness. And inviting the body to begin to loosen and lengthen, to release and relax, and in the relaxation, recognizing that this is the beginning of touching the water element. The soft and supple quality of the body. feeling again the strength of the spine and letting the musculature hang on this support. Melting shoulders away from ears. Softening through the abdomen. Muscles of the back, beginning to allow space for the tight, knotted places in the body to begin to unfreeze. To thaw, it's almost as if we're beginning to open the channels to allow the waters in the body to settle and flow downward through the torso, cascading over and through the arms, down through the legs, and dripping into the earth. Recognizing the intimate partnership of earth and water element, because the body isn't simply a puddle, it's earth and water in harmony. Expressed in a quality of cohesiveness. So there's flexibility and structure. Letting yourself begin to open to this combination of stillness. subtle flow. There's a way that the body can be vibrantly alive while at rest. You might even be able to feel some of the micro movements of flow expressing itself in the body as you sit and settle. The way the breath is an expression of earth and water in harmony. That the structure of the rib cage offers space for the lungs. And how the fluidity of the organs and the muscles allows for movement. Subtle expansion and release. We often refer to the waves of the breath washing through the body. You might let yourself just feel and savor this gentle rhythm. The flow of inhalation and exhalation. Washing through the body. as you continue to settle into the body, into this moment, the flow of the breath, it might be possible to feel, sense the multiple currents of moisture that are moving through this body. The pulsing of the heart, the life stream of blood flowing through vessels, the flow of mixture of water and earth element in the digestive tract, accessible in the moisture in the mouth, the throat, perhaps felt through subtle gurglings in the belly, sometimes even through the felt sense of needing to go to the bathroom. This body is an expression of flow in so many ways. The lubrication in the eyes and in the joints, not simply sensing this flow, but feeling an appreciation for the gift of water in this body, the many blessings of moisture, the deep nourishment offered to each and every cell. In its fluid nature, and feeling how this cycling of water in this body is part of the larger cycling of water through the earth body. The evaporation from our own skin mirrors the evaporation from lakes and oceans and streams, and the gathering of clouds and the returning of water to the earth through rain. Perhaps feeling this body is part of the larger circle of belonging. To this flow of the elements changing form. Life circling through us. from this place of interconnection. Interbeing in relationship with all things. Perhaps there can arise a wish for well-being for all life. May all life know health, happiness, peace, and freedom from harm. May it be so. So this theme of really opening to the mystery and the magnificence of belonging. And these teachings, you know, of the elements, I think are such rich gateways into this. You know, as a bridge from earth to water, there's a Serbian proverb that says, "Be humble, for you are made of earth. Be noble, for you are made of stars." And I think it just points us to, the mystery of what we enter when we see the larger picture of belonging. And these elements help break down a sense of isolation and separation. You know, we often, this body, I have to be very protective of this body, and that can, I think, lead to a lot of fear and anxiety. Because our well-being is very singular. And I think there's a way that paradoxically we feel more ease when we widen the circle of care. It's like, oh, what if we were caring for this body? You know, this body would probably be okay. You know, So working with these elements offers us a few things. One, it can help us change the stories that we have about self or about this body or about what safety looks like or what well-being looks like. It helps us get out of that story and into the experience, not an idea of in this example today of water, like, oh, not the idea of water, but like, oh, there's saliva in the mouth. There is water in the body and I can actually feel it. You know, they tell us that I was looking up, stats, and They often say we're 80% water, and what I found is that we're about 60 to 90% water, and it depends how old you are. As we age, we become more earth element. Little ones are juicier than old ones. It's like maybe we're a little bit like grapes when we're young and a little more raisin-like as we age. But it's not an idea that we're water. We can actually feel the fluidity in the body if we pause and we connect. And so there's this aliveness. And it's also this beautiful gateway that we can explore, what is the qualities that water might point us towards. This quality of flow, what might that have to teach us metaphorically or symbolically? So we can work with these elements literally, and we can work with them as pointers to qualities that we might wish to cultivate and that might serve us in this path of living as whole human beings. And so one of the things that water can, teach us about is the quality of flow. We can get so frozen or rigid in our views, in our sense of self, in our literally in our bodies. I've been thinking, after a year and a half of Zoom, like the tight, grumpy places in the body that are a little frozen. And it's like, oh yeah, when I remember to even flow or move or like remember the fluid nature. You might even just for a moment, whether on screen or off screen with your fingers, it's just like, let yourself move a little. Can you feel that there is fluidity in this body? It's like, oh yeah, there's health in movement. There's health in movement physically, emotionally. That beautiful quote of Rilke's that I'm not going to remember in its exact form, but that speaks of if we were always a fist, or if we were always an open palm, the hand is not so useful. It's like the health is in the movement of the hand, the capacity to open and close. The health in the heart, the emotional being, is the capacity to open and close, to flow, to move. So that's one of the potential teachings of water. One of the other teachings of water, and really all of the elements, points us to those key teachings of impermanence and not self. You remember that pithy little teaching of the three characteristics of not perfect, not permanent, not personal, that we talked about a while ago. And so we start to see when we look at the elements internally and externally that change is all around us, right? Earth element, externally at the cusp of a new season, we're seeing this, right? The leaves are changing color. They're going to fall. Things are going dormant. Internally, we see earth element move through us. We eat. It becomes part of us. We let go of what we don't need. It's like earth really literally moves through us. We came out of this elemental nature of cells coming together and proliferating, and at some point after we die, we will go back into the earth and become our component parts again. So this is not a static, as we learned in the series on the messengers, it's not a static form. And water flows through us, right? We drink, that becomes part of our cells. We shed water through perspiration and exhalation and urination. Water, earth, it's not us, and yet we are made up of. There's this teaching, and I realize I'm sitting in a different place today, so I don't have my book I can just pick up, but there's a sutta in the Majjhima Nikaya that the Buddha is actually teaching his son, Rahula, and it's about the elements, and he talks about properly understanding the elements, and there's this key phrase, I'll bring it next week, and we'll look at it around the fire element, but it says, it's a recognition, oh, this is not mine, this I am not, this is not myself. So it's not me, mine, or myself. We're like stewards of this borrowed earth, this borrowed water that's flowing through us. And sometimes it helps us, take ourselves less seriously. And it also can build a bridge of relationship to the wider world, to other, sacks of water. In some ways, we're like sacks of water walking around, and I'm so attached to this particular, bag of water here. But, my neighbor and the refugee at the border and, that sack of water, oh, they're not so unlike this one. Or the lake or the pond or the river, being polluted. It's like what might it be if we had less of a sense of ownership, and more of a sense of kinship with these elements? How might we move through the world? How might we care for this life, that's around us and flows through us? Maybe one other piece I'll just name before I pause and we can explore a bit is just the aliveness in water. There's a sense of movement in water that we often can feel the vitality of water. Both in its joyful ways, the energy of a spring rain, the happy gurgling of a stream, and the immense power and at times destruction that comes with water, especially with some of the extreme weather events, the hurricanes, the floods, and some of that comes when there's an imbalance in the elements or a lack of and perhaps wise stewardship of this world. But there's this aliveness, and one of the expressions of aliveness I find is the relational quality. I was reflecting on one of my favorite stories in the Buddha's teachings is his one of his key followers, Ananda, comes to a well and he asks this young woman for a cup of water. Monks can't just take, but they can receive, and the only thing they can actually ask for is water. And so he asks this young woman, and in India, you know, there's a caste system and the young woman is an untouchable. So she replies and says, you know, I can't pollute you by offering you water. And Ananda's response is so beautiful. He says, you know, I didn't ask for your caste. I asked for a glass of water. And she gives it to him. And, you know, she actually becomes a follower of Ananda and of the Buddha. And, you know, she tells the Buddha that she kind of, you know, falls in love with Ananda. And the Buddha says to her, you know, you actually don't understand your mind. What you've fallen in love with is not Ananda, but with his kindness. And so I think about that flow of kindness that can exist between us. And sometimes that flow of kindness, one of those expressions is through this exchange of water. You know, we can gift a thirsty traveler water, or a thirsty plant a drink of water, and there's this life that comes from that. Both the actual nourishment or drinking in of the water, but also the gift of relating. You know, it's similar with earth element. We often connect through food. So there's this exchange of life and love and energy that happens. So maybe I'll pause here, and just since we're such a small group, we'll just stay together, and I'll see if there's any sharing that wants to be offered into the circle around this theme of water, flow, and the elements. And then we'll just close with a poem. So would love to hear from you. Thank you, Ellen. Beautiful reflections. Just really beautiful reflections, and just the richness, the juiciness in these reflections on water, and what it can teach us both in its movement and its stillness. You know, because there's also a way that water has a clarity to it. You know, like when a body of water settles, it's like the silt and the mud settle, and pure water has this clarity. Yeats has this quote. He says, "We can make our minds so still, so like still water, that beings gather about us, that they may see, it may be, their own images, and so live for a moment with a clearer, perhaps even with a fiercer life because of our quiet." So, you know, the water element can offer clarity in its stillness, and it can offer energy in its movement and connection in its flow. So you might, this week, play with noticing the water element internally and externally. You know, just moments of recognition or relatedness of what's flowing or not flowing in the body. And maybe even an appreciation. You mentioned watersheds, David. So beautiful. Like, where's our water coming from? And, you know, what are we drinking in when we get a glass from the tap? You know, it's like, oh, we're drinking the Continental Divide, or we're drinking in, you know, the rain. And so see what you discover in what this teacher has to offer. And I'll close with a final poem by Wendell Berry, called Like the Water. Like the water of a deep stream, love is always too much. We did not make it, though we drink till we burst. We cannot have it all, or want it all. In its abundance, it survives our thirst. In the evening, we come down to the shore to drink our fill and sleep while it flows through the regions of the dark. It does not hold us, except we keep returning to its rich waters thirsty. We enter, willing to die into the commonwealth of its joy. May you have a juicy week, and I'll look forward to continuing the flow of this theme on belonging next week. Take really good care. Bye-bye.